It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Wrestle Buddies, Game South Wrestling Podcast, build wrestling friendship and wrestling with friendship, heroism, hunting, hiking. I am your host, 40 for 40 Matt Offering. With me, as always, is 40 for 40 member, Dark Order member, Purple Hair member, Chris E. Hayner. The E stands for, I forgot what is canon, but hi.
Hoopla, hierarchy, hedge maze, the other tree.
The E stands for Wikipedia.
Wikipedia Hayner. Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join darkorder.com. We're back, baby.
We took a week off. I don't remember why.
Because last week was so busy.
This week's really busy, too.
This week's really busy. And like, Matt, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, my screen turned off for a second. That was weird. This week is similarly as busy. And by the time you hear this tomorrow, I'm in the eye of the tropical storm, baby.
I believe it was upgraded to hurricane.
Yes, but it's supposed to lose because it's hitting on the east coast of Florida. Yes. And it's supposed to lose steam as it crosses the state.
Yeah.
And hopefully be tropical storm by the time it hits the Tampa area. But yeah, my second storm, capital S storm of the season. My second geostorm of the season. Nicole is this one's name.
Hello, Nicole.
I know, with a CH. Hi. And Nichole.
Nichole. That's not even a real name.
I agree, but you know what? I'm not a meteorologist, so they don't take my word for it. But yeah, so we're in light prep. Lord Pumpernickel is coming home early today from work because the city is closing down. I work from home. So
you don't have to travel home from work.
I don't. I have to travel to the living room downstairs. But I'll also say we had plans to be out of town tomorrow, Thursday through Saturday, in the metropolitan Orlando region, visiting friends and doing theme park things. And that has all been canceled. I'm glad I spent $300 on Epcot tickets.
Do you know that you get refunded?
No, I could just move them to a different day.
So Chris, the world of wrestling, WWE specifically, what I think, is the focus, since WrestleMania 1 and since the company went, not even globally, but nationwide.
I love the way you're backing into this.
We're just going like this. We're just kind of falling backwards.
You're like Homer backing into the bush as you're just kind of mumbling out little bits about what this week's episode might be.
We're getting there. WWE has always involved celebrities within its company. It's always been like rock and roll wrestling. And since we've seen so many celebrities in WWE, I didn't think this, Chris did. Hey, let's talk about this.
Listen, Matt, this is why we usually have me introduce what we're going to talk about for a given episode.
I did great.
You did wonderfully. I'm just going to attempt to be more succinct. If that's okay. I don't want to step on your toes, you know.
No, go ahead.
So this past Saturday at the event, He Who Shall Not Be Named, Logan Paul fought Roman Reigns. The tribal chief, the head of the table, daddy, according to one of his shirts. He has a shirt that calls himself daddy. I thought that's
a little weird. I mean, I know he's a father, but.
Oh, Matt, I will say I was at that's another reason why we didn't record last week. I took a day off and I went to Disney last week.
Chris, you got it so rough going to Disney all the time.
I know, I'm such a scumbag. But what was hilarious about it was. And by hilarious, I mean hilarious to me is I saw a girl at the Starbucks who's wearing a T-shirt that said, "If lost, return to Kylo Ren." And in my mind, and I was there with a buddy and I was like, isn't that a weird shirt? And he's like, yeah, but like, you know, people are super, super hot for Adam Driver. I was like, right, right, right. If that shirt said, if lost, please return to Adam Driver, that would be one thing. Kylo Ren is a despicable scumbag Sith Lord who was sort of redeemed by kissing a girl in the last movie, but not really. And I'm like, so why would you want to be returned to the like this petulant man child? Like, why? And then I was like, is Kylo Ren daddy? And then that just became a thing throughout the day.
Have that be a shirt. Is Kylo Ren daddy?
The youths think Kylo Ren is daddy.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so remember how I said I could do a more succinct and smooth slide into the topic this week? Nope. This past Saturday, Logan Paul fought Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship or the Unified blah, 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 blah. And he did not win. It was a great match.
And surprisingly good.
So that made me, I didn't watch it live. We were watching it, I think, Sunday night, maybe Monday. Mm-hmm. And I texted Matt and I was like, what if we just talk about Logan Paul and celebrities in wrestling? Because it's a mixed bag across the board. It is a very mixed bag across the board. We're going to talk about some really, really good ones. And we're going to talk about some not so good ones, but like we're going to talk about them.
When we think about WWE wrestling or celebrity wrestling matches, I think there's our favorites. There's our standouts. I mean, immediately if I go to like think about WCW, which we're kind of avoiding on this one.
Oh, we can immediately. Matt, I'm all for us talking about WCW.
I think there's too much to talk about at that point. Oh,
100%. But we can hit a couple of the luminaries.
I mean, I immediately go to Dennis Rodman versus Karl Malone, like the NWO versus WCW, because it wasn't terrible and I thought it would be.
My go-to for a celebrity in WCW was RoboCop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he didn't wrestle. He's also not a person. He's a fictional character. But he
didn't wrestle.
Karl Malone and Dennis Rodman was a big, big deal for WCW. Likewise, I think, what was it? Rodman and Hogan versus DDP and Jay Leno?
I believe it was just Jay Leno versus DDP.
Why would Jay Leno fight DDP? They were both baby faces.
Hold on. Who did Jay Leno fight?
Oh, no, I think you're right. I think it was just Hogan versus Leno, not DDP.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I just remember, like, Jay Leno was bad. Jay Leno was not good.
Really bad.
But so, like, that's probably the extent we'll talk about WCW.
Yeah, it was definitely, oh, man. Okay, it was DDP in his corner. Yeah. That's what I'm remembering. But, man.
And Kevin Eubanks in a sleeves cut off shirt.
You got it, Jay.
I wish he would have brought his bass guitar with him to the ring. And just stood in the corner.
There's an image I'm looking at of Jay Leno really working the arm on Hogan.
It's the working the arm thing. So, like, weirdly enough, Matt, that is mentioned in, I think, like, the Rise and Fall of WCW DVD. Eric Bischoff, I think it was Eric, said that that was done. Like, Jay held that hold on Hogan for, like, a minute and a half because all the photographers were taking photos of it. And it looks weird.
Hogan's selling so hard, and like Jay's trying to sell hard, but it doesn't look believable by any stretch of the imagination.
No, and like Hulk Hogan and his 24-inch pythons and the blah 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 blah, and we're expected to believe he's getting beat up by the schlubby Tonight Show host.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah,
the guy who lives his life in denim.
Anyway, WWF has had, I'd say, or WWE. Obviously more success with celebrities, also more failures. I would go, the first thing I just want to talk about really quick, because I was looking through the WrestleMania history, where this really comes together, and the first one that popped up was probably one of my more least favorite ones, which was WrestleMania 35 with Saturday Night Live alumni Michael Shea and Colin Jost involved in the Andre the Giant Battle Royale.
Matt, you say alumni as if they don't still host Weekend Update doing the same shtick.
Oh, I have no idea. I thought they had left at this
point.
No,
they're still there. I think Colin is like the head writer of the show.
Okay.
And also married to Scarlett Johansson.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Who's Michael Shane married to?
I can find out if you want.
Oh, let's find out. Let's ask the internet. I actually like Michael Che as a comedian, as a stand-up.
I think Michael Che is very good. I honestly
don't like him on Saturday Night
Live. I didn't like them both on Saturday Night Live, but I feel like they've both grown on me quite a bit recently. Michael Che married. Michael Che is currently single, Matt.
Oh, is he looking to mingle?
He has publicly stated he is not romantically involved with anyone. So like, it sounds like he's on the market.
He might be he just wants his free space or free spaces. He wants his personal space. You never know. Anyway, so their whole thing was beating up Braun Strowman, if I'm correct. Or Braun Strowman was after them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was, not interesting. Because it went on for weeks and weeks
weeks. And it culminated in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, a thing where nothing worthwhile culminates.
You win the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, and then you know what happens?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You carry a trophy around for like a week, and then you're done. Yeah. And it should be noted, Braun Strowman won that year.
And then got fired a year later.
And he did toss out the hosts.
Of course. I mean, that's how you end the storyline of two Saturday Night Live guys fighting.
Braun Strowman's WrestleMania track record sucks. Remember the year he tagged with Nicholas?
I love that match.
It's so great, but dumb. like, it's not what you dream of getting in WrestleMania for, you know?
Oh, no, a serious match when you're like a serious competitor?
Yeah. When you're the monster among monsters or monster.
When you're the train conductor from hell.
Choo choo. Matt, remember during the pandemic when they added train sounds to his running around the ring?
And I kept saying he needs to have a conductor outfit
and the whistle. He should have had the whistle that he could blow it as he was running around the ring.
The train whistle, though. The big wooden block.
Yeah, the big wooden block whistle. Those were not great. There's been a few that were not great. I always go back to Jeremy Piven, it was like him and Dr. Ken Jeong were like the celebrity guest hosts that were promoting that movie in which he played like a sleazy used car salesman.
And that was I've seen it so many times.
I've seen it. I don't remember what it was.
Okay, called. I'm not even looking up. Don't look it up.
Okay.
Anyways, that movie that we can't remember, and we're not going to look up right now, I promise. But they didn't really have a match.
Oh, Matt, I'm involved. Sorry. I looked it up.
What is it?
It's The Goods. Live hard, sell hard.
Yeah.
And his name was like Johnny Goods or something like that. But okay. So, no, they didn't have a match, but Matt, they did get physically involved. And also, look, wrestling fans are a passionate force of nature, you could say.
That's a way of putting it.
So when you show up to promote SummerSlam and you call it Summerfest, and when you make it clear that you don't know anything that's going on or what anything is called, and you haven't asked... it's bad. It's so bad.
Wait, what do you mean? It is called Summerfest.
No, Matt. It's not.
Right, Chris, I've been a wrestling fan for 4 days. It's Summerfest.
Okay, well. I take it back. Jeremy Piven was the best celebrity guest of all time.
Of Summerfest in the Pontiac Silverdome.
Oh god. It was very bad. It was very awkward. I would also say there are some celebrity appearances that just didn't really mean anything. Like Kim Kardashian was a ring announcer one time. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. I remember.
However, I think I have an opinion on what the biggest flop of celebrity use in the WWE is. And I'm wondering if you would agree with me. Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. That is literally the top of my list.
Okay. Let's talk about it. You want to explain what went down?
So in trying to promote Darren Aronofsky's The Wrestler, the movie he was going to be in. Great movie. Mickey Rourke was involved with WWE. There was plans for him to fight Chris Jericho. Mm-hmm. And leading up to WrestleMania 25, I believe, there was an altercation between the two, and it was going to lead to a match. However, I believe the studio said no to Mickey Rourke being in the match.
It was either the studio said no, or his people said no, that it could jeopardize his chances at an Oscar somehow, which I believe he ended up winning.
Because the Academy doesn't take wrestling seriously. Like, but I'm like, how does that affect you being in a Darren Aronofsky film?
Yeah,
you're in a Darren Aronofsky film. Anyway, so Mickey Rourke was simply just involved in an altercation with Chris Jericho at WrestleMania 25 instead.
Yeah.
And it was,
well, it was because like what it t- because essentially they were originally building up to Jericho versus Rourke. Mm-hmm. And then when they realized that wasn't going to happen, they instead had Jericho versus every legend signed to WWE at the time. And that's when we got to see Jericho fight Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, which was great. But it was like Mickey Rourke was kind of like the mouthpiece. And then at Mania, he was sitting in the crowd. And
yeah,
after Jericho wins, he comes in and punches out Jericho. In like, not, it's not a great looking punch. Mickey Rourke, look, anybody who's seen Mickey Rourke knows that like it's clear he's had a lot of not great work done. He's he's just, it was a bad, it was a bad plan from the jump. It wasn't gonna work out.
It's almost like for me, if Shaq Big Show came to fruition, like I feel,
it would have been
terrible. It would have been bad because it would have been two giants versus each other. But like we all wanted it so bad. Like I wanted Mickey Rourke, Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, what we got was a worst case scenario.
And I'll be honest with you. If that match had happened, I fully believe Jericho would have been able to make it work. It wouldn't have been like a, it wouldn't have been a show stealer or anything, but like it would have been fine.
But that's the difference between Jericho and Big Show. No offense to Big Show, but like, Jericho's more of a commander in the ring, knows how to put an amazing match together.
Yeah.
Big Show is a giant. He's a spectacle, and it's great. It's fantastic to see it, but he doesn't have the same prowess in the ring as someone like Jericho. And
yeah, Jericho can adapt to different types of wrestlers and different types of matches much more easily than Big Show could, because Big Show, as a larger human, like he wrestles a very certain, very specific style. That's why you don't see him like doing like shooting star presses and hurricane ranas. Although I think he's done a hurricane rana before. But
I really. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
I apologize. I'm going to mention a bad celebrity moment in WrestleMania history that most people forget because it's very forgettable. During WrestleMania 2, there were a bunch of NFL football players involved in a battle royal. And it was
terrible.
Forgettable. It wasn't like, it wasn't horrible. It was horrible, but it wasn't offensively bad. But because WrestleMania 2, Chris, also had one of my favorite celebrity moments,
Matt,
and celebrity matches of all time.
Okay, go ahead.
Roddy Piper versus Mr. T in a boxing match.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Which ends with Roddy Piper scoop slamming. Or no, it was Mr. T scoop slamming Roddy Piper.
Oh my God. Yeah. See, you mentioned the NFL players, and I got it mixed up with WrestleMania 11, which was LT.
LT was fine.
Not Matt. No. LT was in the main event of WrestleMania against Bam Bam Bigelow. That's not,
you cannot, fine. You cannot. No. You cannot say because it was the main event, like it's the worst thing ever. As someone who had to watch all of 1995's wrestling for a piece for GameSpot, please go read that, because no one really did.
I did.
I spent so many hours watching. LT versus Bam Bam Bigelow was built up pretty damn well over the course of the year. The issue with the match is it was the main event. If it was in the mid card, if it opened the show, it wouldn't have opened the show. It would have been great because it's a good match.
I don't think it would have been great. I think it would have been fine. I think another issue was which one was the WrestleMania that was like three different locations?
That's WrestleMania 2.
Okay.
Or is it 3? That's 2. It's 2.
Okay.
Because they wanted to be three times as big as WrestleMania 1, so it's Chicago, LA, and New York.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
And that's why you have that weird filler, like the battle royal between all the football players. Like, yeah. That's a filler match. It's not a real match.
Absolutely. And it did not work out well.
But Mr. T versus Roddy Piper, one of my favorite things about that match, aside from the fact it's horribly boring, does not work out at all. You're watching wrestling, then they switch to boxing.
Is this when did Hot Rod do the half blackface makeup?
Survivor Series?
What was that for?
Let me get to this point, and then I'll look it up. My favorite thing about the Mr. T Roddy Piper match is there's a woman on commentary who the entire time, I want to say it's like her and Gorilla Monsoon, but I can't remember.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, it might be her and McMahon. The entire time she's going, come on, T. Come on, T.
I know you love
come
it.
Come on, T.
I know you love it.
Advantage of every opportunity. And again, so will Roddy Piper. T trying to stay
come on,
low.
T. That's it. Score some points here, T. Uh-oh.
Piper getting off.
He's pulled his punches up there. Going for the head now. Uh-oh.
Piper.
Uh-oh. Come on, T.
It's insane. They let her do commentary, and she's just over and over for the 10 minutes the match exists.
Come on,
T. I highly recommend watching.
I will say that those three words are, I think, the words you have said to me the most out of any in the time I've known you, because we've talked about this match a lot, and we've talked about that lady a lot. It was Roddy Piper and Bad News Brown at WrestleMania 6.
Whew.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
Not good.
Evidently, it may have been removed from the network last year.
Is today the day we do lawn stuff? They usually start doing lawn stuff across the street every single Thursday. Thursday.
That's weird. Today's
at 11 a.m.
Today's Wednesday, Matt.
It is Wednesday at 9 a.m. It is 9:08. They have started to do the lawn work. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to tell that guy, hey, oh, so much editing in this. Anyway, can we go? Let's do a good one, Chris. Let's talk about a good one. And that's WrestleMania 23, Battle of the Billionaires, Donald Trump versus McMahon. Where the winner gets to shave the head of the loser. Battle of the Billionaires.
Just when you thought Vince McMahon was the worst at taking moves. Just when you thought that nobody...
Donald Trump's stunner, taking the stunner, is the worst stunner of all time. And I'm not saying that because I'm super biased towards him.
McMahon's this year was at least fun.
And also, that's been edited out, so you can't see it anymore. If you just see him fall.
Wait, really?
Oh, they edited that out.
Oh, I watched it.
You only got to see it live.
I watched it like 2 days ago, so it's still on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
What a move.
Yeah, Trump falls
what
over.
What a maneuver.
What a maneuver. Okay, we'll go to a good one. Chris, let's talk about WrestleMania 38, Johnny Knoxville versus Sami Zayn in a...
Matt, we were there, bro.
We were there.
And it was the best.
There was, maybe it was just us, the amount of laughing,
yeah,
and like everyone was having a great time. We had Sports Kedia next to us laughing. There was the workout dudes right next to me who were really enjoying it. I think it was BT Sports, but they worked out very heavily.
It was that match is super fun. It was like you wrote a piece once, maybe it was a gallery, about Braun Strowman being a live action Looney Tunes character.
That was a feature I wrote. I forgot about that piece.
Yep. This was a Looney Tunes match. 100%. Mm-hmm. The big hand slap, all the goofy gimmick stuff, like the failing mousetrap at the end that they still went through it anyway. Like, it was hilarious. It was perfectly well done. It was a really good springboard for both Knoxville and Sammy. It was just great. It was great across the board. Honestly, I kind of want more of that.
I would love to have more. I would also love to have this long guy not blowing leaves in the street. He's like right on the other side of this wall. like almost in my yard, blowing leaves into my lawn. Anyway, I'm very easily aggravated between 8 and 9 every morning for work. That's a good way to start the day. Chris, how about Floyd Mayweather Jr., WrestleMania 24, and a no DQ match against The Big Show?
I'm going to start this by saying I do not like Floyd Mayweather. I think he's a bad guy.
He's kind of a junkie person, junk person, garbage person.
It's weird. That whole thing was weird. There was that period of time for a long time where Big Show at WrestleMania was just like these weird spectacle matches that like didn't really do that. Supposedly like brought outside eyes to the company or whatever. But like,
did they?
I don't know, man. I was in the arena watching Big Show fight Aki Bono in a friggin' sumo match. I saw Big Show in the sumo diaper.
Nice.
No.
I would say that the Floyd Mayweather like build up to that match was amazing. I don't think it could have been done better.
Is the build up when didn't Big Show like grab Rey Mysterio as he was like strapped down to a backboard and like swing him like a baseball bat at the ring post?
I do not remember. The main moment from that build up was Floyd Mayweather, Big Show letting him punch him in the face, and Mayweather broke his nose on an episode of Raw,
I remember that, yeah.
So, like, the build-up to that was fantastic, but the match itself was just kind of like...
Eh.
Entrances were longer than the match type deal.
I remember, like, Mayweather, like, hit Big Show with a chair. That stands out in my mind.
Yeah. Chris, let's go to one of your favorites, and that's Snooki at WrestleMania 27. And that's not a joke.
Look... When they announced that Snooki was going to be a part of WrestleMania, I thought, oh, this is a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bad idea. Snooki was great. Snooki put in the effort to know what she was doing, and she was great.
You figure someone that whose life is or was and is appearing on Jersey Shore and getting drunk. That's her whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You figured like she'd come to WrestleMania and not care. And it's very apparent that she cared a lot and it showed. And like, yes, she was part of a 6-woman tag team match, but it worked really well. Or 6-person, I believe, not 6-woman.
Yeah. It was 6-person because I believe she was teamed up with Trish and Johnny Nitro, Johnny Morrison. Impact.
Johnny Underground,
John Hennigan,
yeah,
star of that weird bounty hunter movie that he made. Johnny Mundo,
of course. You're gonna put him like if you put Mundo and Snooki together, like in case Snooki's not working out, just have John Morrison do some flips and stuff and look really cool.
Or pose in slow motion while fireworks explode behind him.
I'm doing that right now.
Now listen, Matt, this ain't no make-believe.
You look now great. Listen.
You look great. You look just like Johnny Mundo. makes that face.
Except fatter and balder.
More facial hair, for sure.
Let's go to another Johnny Morrison match. The Miz and John Morrison versus Bad Bunny, and I forgot who Bad Bunny was teamed up with because Bad Bunny was great.
Damien the Punishment Priest, Martinez.
Yeah.
Damien the Punishment Priest Martinez. I was like, Sandow? No, that's not right.
Oh man, Damien Sandow.
No, yeah, the Bad Bunny match. Bad Bunny was great.
And he got another match because he was great.
Yeah. Speaking of The Miz, teamed with Logan Paul in Logan Paul's first match, fought Logan Paul in Logan Paul's second match. They were both great.
And I am I'm not going to say avid Logan Paul hater. I don't like him
Yes, I do not like Logan Paul, but I also understand that, like, he's definitely not, I'm not his target demo, we'll say.
Oh no.
But also I don't think we should necessarily be going filming vlogs in like the Suicide Forest and whatnot, you know, whatever. Yeah. I think he's made very bad, dumb decisions in his life. Yeah. But, you know, he is a brand that WWE is making use of, and it's working because he's not bad in the ring. He trained with Shawn Michaels a bunch, I guess, mm-hmm. for his match against Roman, and it showed.
He totally did Adam Hangman Page's finisher on Roman.
He definitely did
the buckshot.
And I wonder if that's where he tore his ACL, MCL, and meniscus.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
All three of them. He messed up his knee.
Ow.
Yeah, he'll be fine, I'm sure. But yeah, it's... I'm genuinely surprised by how much I enjoy Logan Paul.
Same.
Now, Matt.
Yeah.
While we're at it.
Wow.
There are some things that were... it's not that they were bad. It's that I don't understand why they had... Well, I know. I do understand why they happened. They just didn't mean much. Like, do you remember when Machine Gun Kelly did a live performance on Raw?
And then he got powerbombed through a table.
And then Kevin Owens just powerbombed him off the stage through a table.
Yeah, I remember.
For no apparent reason. Like, it didn't lead to anything at all.
And that's also, I believe, the only time Machine Gun Kelly's appeared, like, in wrestling.
Except and he's for
WWE 2K22.
In which case, he is a wrestler that you can be.
Celebrity match. MKG or MKGK versus Logan Paul versus Mr. T.
Would watch. I mean, honestly, let's go. MGK versus T.
Versus Logan Paul.
LP, baby.
Versus Mongo, Steve McMichaels.
And you know who the special guest referee is?
Who?
My favorite WrestleMania 2 celebrity, Matt.
Who?
Elvira.
Cassandra Peterson.
Elvira was like, she appeared at WrestleMania 2. And I love Elvira.
You think if you're a kid of the 80s that you just have
to required to love Elvira.
You gotta love Elvira.
Oh, you know who we haven't talked about yet that definitely deserves a mention?
Who's that?
Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, WrestleMania 1 performance?
Yeah, like Captain Lou Albano's best friend.
Yeah.
That's how I know her. She's Captain Lou's best friend.
You mean Mario's best friend?
Yeah. It's a him, Mario. The guy with the rubber bands on his face. So Cyndi Lauper was kind of like at the head of that rock and wrestling thing.
Yes.
She was a mainstream rock pop rock star that didn't she like manage Wendy Richter for a period of time? She was all over the programming and Matt, this season, Cyndi Lauper is a character on Young Rock. And Ooh. Do you know who's playing her?
No, tell me more.
Becky Lynch.
Oh, that's perfect.
Isn't that genius casting? Becky Lynch is playing Cyndi Lauper on Young Rock. Which just like it's such a nice turnaround to it where
mm-hmm.
It makes me happy. You know, it doesn't make me happy, though.
What, Chris?
How do you feel about Drew Carey entering the Royal Rumble?
Same way I feel about most celebrities that enter the Royal Rumble and get kicked out after 3 seconds. Not worth the number.
It's not worth it.
It's never.
And it was like. Drew Carey is the opposite of someone I expect to see
mm-hmm.
wrestling. Like maybe just like maybe poking, making jokes backstage or something. But like he entered the Rumble. He attempted to pay off people to not beat him up. It didn't work. It wasn't also, funny. It just wasn't funny.
Because that idea, like he's paying people off. That means he's super successful and rich. And I mean, the Drew Carey show was big at the time, but
Whose Line, I believe.
Whose Line, well. Yeah. But I never felt like he was super rich character. He was always working class comedian who has money to me.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense for the character he portrays, I guess, in the world of Hollywood or whatever.
I agree. I did not like it. Another celebrity interaction that I was not a fan of was one that happened. And you know what? I think I was a bit more of a fan of it at the time. In retrospect, not so much, is the Pete Rose Kane feud ? That went on for several years, where every once in a while Pete Rose would just show up and Kane would tombstone him.
Yes.
I distinctly remember, wasn't there a year where like the San Diego Chicken was there and Kane took off its head and it was Pete Rose wearing the costume?
I really feel like that's what happened.
That sounds like something that definitely happened in professional wrestling. And as we all know now, Kane is gross and bad.
Oof. Yeah. Oh, boy.
The irony of Kane, of all people, being anti-mask. The irony.
And a straight up conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, he's cool. Terrible.
I am glad that I feel like WWE is moving past the era of crappy people being in the company.
Do you have more you want to talk about?
Wrestling in the world of actually wrestling, not really. I mean, obviously, you got to mention Mongo Steve McMichael was involved in WWE for a short time and then actually had a career in wrestling in WCW. Former Chicago Bears player. I mean, but the thing is, like, there's so many football guys that became wrestlers, even if they were just like mid-level football players.
Mm-hmm.
Like you go like Leon White Vader. The Rock, Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Or Steve Austin wasn't a huge football player, but Roman Reigns, Baron Corbin, a Golden Glove champion, is a boxer.
I thought he was a football player too.
He was.
Okay.
But I'm 99% positive he's also like Golden Gloves boxer.
That sounds right.
Yeah. And a man who loves to cook meat on a smoker.
Oh boy, don't I know it, Matt.
Don't I know, because I follow him on Twitter.
Yep. Some other luminaries. You know who is terrible? Gronk.
Oh, we forgot to mention Gronk. Gronk sucked.
He was it was during the pandemic era, so like there was no crowd reaction to it really.
Which wasn't great for him. No.
But like, do you remember when he made his debut and he came out and he just did the whitest of dances at the top of the stage, looking like a fool?
Yeah, I probably made some jokes about the camera cutting to him constantly.
Yeah, and then like I think his crowning achievement was falling off of something and becoming the 24/7 champion, and then signing back to the NFL.
That's right. There was a whole thing about they're trying to make a cut a deal with him, and instead he just went back to the NFL.
Yeah, he went back to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
How I will say some that I think personally worked. Hugh Jackman had a brief dabbling in WWE where he was like in Zack Ryder's corner for a match.
He gets it though.
Ziggs. Absolutely. Like
he gets wrestling.
Absolutely. How could I forget Jon Stewart? Jon Stewart had an ongoing feud with Seth Rollins for quite a while, to the point where like Jon Stewart cut promos on Seth Rollins on The Daily Show.
Yes.
Which was great. And it all culminated at SummerSlam when it was Seth versus John Cena to unify the world and United States titles.
Mm-hmm.
And Jon Stewart hit Cena with a chair. Jon Stewart turned heel. And helped Seth win. It was great. Oh, and one of the more weirdly successful, I would say, celebrity interactions, Matt. Stephen Amell.
I forgot. Well, he didn't have a match in WWE.
He did.
Though, did he?
He teamed with Pac Neville against Stardust and Bad News Barrett.
Oh, that's right.
I was there for that match. It was really good.
I was there for his other match at All Out.
You were there at All In. That's right. You were there at All In. He also had a Ring of Honor match, I want to say.
That sounds about right. And Stars on the Stars
show
Heels.
And now he's on Heels, which has CM Punk on it. And Mick Foley was on it once as a wrestling podcaster.
Wait, did that get a season 2?
Yeah, it hasn't premiered yet.
Okay.
I finally went back and watched the whole season.
That's great.
Yeah. Laura Pumpernickel and I went back and watched the whole season. We signed up for Stars to get the whole season and enjoyed it. I loved how it ended. I would argue that Stephen Amell was very, very good. Someone else who came in as a celebrity one-off. It turned into much, much more, though. Ronda Rousey.
I keep forgetting that she was at the time of before her coming in, when she first appeared at that WrestleMania in a Dragon Ball Z shirt.
Yeah, she was in the crowd and like didn't The Rock pull her in or something like that?
Yeah, and she was huge. She had just retired from UFC, or had retired for maybe a year or so. And that was a huge, huge deal. So her coming in was just a huge deal. Then she actually had matches.
Yeah, well, yeah, then like I believe her first match was her teaming with Kurt Angle against Hunter and
the
Stephanie.
McMahons.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the Levesque's.
Team Levesque.
Levesque?
and yes, we all know how that's turned out. She's now you cannot keep her away. And she was in the first women's WrestleMania main event. Which we were there for at 3 in the morning.
I call that the parking lot from hell.
God, what a quote unquote night.
Chris, we got out of that parking lot. Let's go back to MetLife Stadium for WrestleMania 36.
Oh, God.
We got out of that parking lot. We were with the We Enjoy gang of Matt Fowler and Eric Goldman.
Didn't we just end up piling into a van with people to get us back into the city?
So I had we were all trying to get Ubers together.
It was chaos.
We got out of there.
The stadium, nobody had alerted the transportation authority that WrestleMania wouldn't be getting out until like 1 in the morning. So the trains were all closed and there was no real Uber set up.
No.
So the parking lot was utter chaos because it's also a stadium where you couldn't, like this year, at this past year's WrestleMania in Dallas, we could walk away from the stadium to get an Uber. There was no way to walk away from MetLife Stadium. You were trapped there.
It's a highway. It goes to a highway.
Yeah.
So like we got out of there, I think around 2 a.m. we got into a car.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were leaving there were still thousands or hundreds, or probably a few thousand people waiting to leave.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there are people that didn't get out of there until 5 or 6 in the morning.
Matt, I just checked. There are actually still several hundred people there now waiting for cars. And it's been years.
They should have figured out how to stand in the Uber line. Yep. They had a line for you to stand in an Uber, a gated line. They have no idea how Uber works. You're supposed to stand in a line, order your Uber, and then wait in line. And then, like, when your Uber comes, you can't get around people.
Because you're stuck in a line, a very stuck tight in a line.
So what we did was we called the Uber, got out of that dumb line, and then just cut in front of everybody going around.
That's right.
Because MetLife Stadium is dumb.
Yeah, it's very bad.
Anyway, that's our talk about celebrities. Let us know who your favorite celebrities are.
Don't forget Muhammad Ali, David Arquette, Snoop Dogg.
Was David Pee-wee Arquette Herman, WWE?
Steve-O. Huh? David Arquette was WCW, okay. But WWE owns it now. Pamela Anderson and Carmen Electra at WrestleMania.
Pamela Anderson and Jenny McCarthy.
My bad. Yeah. Joan Jett and the Black Gladys Knight.
Chris, you're going to sit here all day and name them? Because it's a list of like 8 billion people, probably.
The Muppets.
Every celebrity
that's my
that
favorite,
has appeared.
Matt. The Muppets. Oh, Regis. How can we forget Regis and The Undertaker? Alex Trebek. Vanna
Anyways,
White,
that's our show this week.
Betty
Chris, you have any
White,
final words?
Mike Tyson. Kevin Hart.
See you next week.
RoboCop.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.
Wrestle Buddies is a copywritten GameSpot website podcast. You do not have permission to use anything contained within the episode, or you'll be sued by me, Dog Dad Lawyer. I've got a dog named Clarence. He's a beautiful pug.